Now, I think I probably should call attention here, as they mention the other tribes, to this man Joshua. We said we were going to mention that. Now, you would think that Joshua, and by the way, he belonged to the tribe of Ephraim, and there's some very choice land up in that area. I thought when I was in that land that the most picturesque part of the land of Israel today is in that particular area that was given to Ephraim. It's up there where you have Mount Ebal and Gerizim. It's where the woman at the well was. It became Samaria later on. It's very beautiful, very picturesque country. And there's some spots that are very delightful. Now, you would think that when they're going to give Joshua a place in the land, that all the people would say, "Brother Joshua, you have led us, and you've been God's man for us, and we are here because you are the one that God chose to lead, and you just pick out any spot you want, and it'll be yours." But that's not what happened. Joshua made the choice, and do you notice what he chose? Verse 49 of chapter 19. "When they had made an end of dividing the land for inheritance by their coasts, the children of Israel gave an inheritance to Joshua, the son of Nun, among them. According to the word of the Lord, they gave him the city which he asked, even Timnath-Serah in Mount Ephraim, and he built the city and dwelt therein." And you know what Timnath-Serah is? A barren place. I think probably chose one of the worst spots that could have been chosen. Does that remind you of anyone else that we have been talking about in the Old Testament? You remember when Abraham and Lot returned back from the land of Egypt? It was Abraham that said to Lot, "Now you pick any section you want, and I'll take what's left." It's amazing to see how big these men are. And yet they're sinful men, weak men like we are today. And yet when the chips are down, as the saying goes, this is what these men will do. They reveal that they are big men. They reveal that there is something, even in their fallen human nature, that makes them maybe a little different than the selfishness of the bulk of humanity. This man, Joshua, took Timnath-Serah. What a place that he took. It would be like taking the backside of the desert where Moses went to when he left the land of Egypt forced to flee. This is certainly a revelation of the character of this man Joshua. And it reveals the people. They were perfectly satisfied to let this man of God have that small portion. And such a barren place, by the way. What a message is here. And it's told here in the most casual way.